Chapter One of The Love Affairs of a Bibliomaniac. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by David Wales. The Love Affairs of a Bibliomaniac by Eugene Field. Chapter One, My First Love. At this moment, when I am about to begin the most important undertaking of my life, I recall the sense of abhorrence with which I have at different times read the confessions of men famed for their prowess in the realm of love. These boastings have always shocked me, for I reverence love as the noblest of the passions, and it is impossible for me to conceive how one who has truly fallen victim to its benign influence can ever thereafter speak flippantly of it. Yet there have been, and there still are, many who take a seeming delight in telling you how many conquests they have made, and they not infrequently have the bad taste to explain with wearisome prolixity the ways and means whereby those conquests were wrought. As, forsooth, an unfeeling huntsman is forever boasting of the game he has slaughtered, and is forever dilating upon the repulsive details of his butcheries. I have always contended that one who is in love, and having once been in love is to be always in love, has actually no confession to make. Love is so guileless, so proper, so pure a passion, as to involve none of those things which require or which admit of confession. He, therefore, who surmises that in this exposition of my affaire du coeur there is to be any betrayal of confidences, or any discussion, suggestion, or hint likely either to shame love or its votaries, or to bring a blush to the cheek of the fastidious, he is grievously in error. Nor am I going to boast, for I have made no conquests. I am in no sense a hero. For many, very many years, I have walked in a pleasant garden, enjoying sweet odors and soothing spectacles. No predetermined itinerary has controlled my course. I have wandered whither I pleased, and very many times I have strayed so far into the tanglewood and thickets as almost to have lost my way. And now it is my purpose to walk that pleasant garden once more, inviting you to bear me company, and to share with me what satisfaction may accrue from an old man's...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?